Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, what does a digital declutter involve, and do you need one? Tech correspondent for the Irish Times, Ciara O'Brien, has been describing how it works, or at least how it should work. Afternoon, Ciara.
Afternoon, Sean.
What really bugs me, Ciara, is that like sometimes I might have to look for a picture on my phone, and I've got millions of pictures on my phone, including all the pictures like on WhatsApp, or, you know, and I don't know how they get there.
Well, there's a setting in your WhatsApp that allows every single meme, picture, screenshot, anything people send to save directly to your camera roll. It's the first thing I turn off now. And you can do it for individual chats, because while I want the family photographs, I don't need the 15 copies of the same meme that get put into various friend groups, because it takes up so much space. I think, like, I've talked about this before, I had something like 90,000 photographs on my phone, and I'd say, like, I mean, 85,000 are just junk. You know, I mean, I've kids, so that there's going to be a couple of thousand of kids and pets on there. But most of the stuff that's on our phone is, you know, the different videos that we've been sending around to each other, or the worst ones, the absolute worst ones, all the screenshots from the school WhatsApp group, because they all save automatically, and then somebody else will send the same one in. So you have like five different pictures of a schedule, and the WhatsApp groups are great, don't get me wrong, but you know, they do kind of fill up your phone very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And it's just like, after a while, you're like, okay, I really need to do something about this. So I have stopped that. It's a little setting that you can root out in your settings for your WhatsApp, and just turn off that automatically save to camera roll. If you want to leave it for families, great. But the other thing that's always on my phone is, you know, those shaky videos that you decide you're going to take and send to your friend because they really love this song, but you've had a couple of drinks and nobody, like no amount of technology in the world is going to improve that video. So what you have, and nobody ever looks at them again, what you have is some crackly audio and a bit of a blurry, tiny little person who's miles away. I've gone back through this. I'm like, what even was this? Like, what concert was this? And the only way I could figure it out was by dates. So, you know, if you have stuff like that on your phone, immediately get rid of it. You'll free up so much space on your phone. It will make backing up your phone, which has to happen regularly, by the way, a lot easier and cheaper, because I've managed to ditch some of the many, many cloud services I was paying for storage for, because I've cut down all the junk that was on my phone.
Yeah,
I'm terrible for it. I'm a digital hoarder.
In WhatsApp, then, what exactly do you click on so it doesn't automatically save onto your camera roll?
It depends on whether you're using Apple or Android. But if you go into the settings, then usually within the chat settings, there is a little kind of checkbox or a little slider that you can turn on or off that says save media to camera roll or save media to gallery. So it's doing these tiny little things, but it works wonders.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, passwords.
Passwords. My favourite subject.
I don't know. I have a suspicion the vast majority of people have the same password for everything.
Yes.
You know, and one day there's going to be a massive hack and we're all finished. Now, explain what a password manager is and can that make your life easier?
So if you use an Apple phone, there's a good chance you're already using a password manager and you just don't realise it. Basically, what a password manager does is you create one single very strong password that you haven't used anywhere else before. Very important. Haven't used it anywhere else before. So it's something that is hard to guess. It's easy for you to remember, hard for other people to guess. You put that on the password manager. So it'd be something like, say, a third party service. It'd be something like Bitwarden or Bitwarden or Dashlane would be the two favourites of mine. And what you do is you then use that software, because this is basically what it is. You sign into it and it will let you add services that you use. So if you use Facebook, you can put that in there and it will generate a password for you, a very strong one and a very random one, because human beings are not random. We think we are. We think we're so clever, but actually we're fairly predictable. So it will create a completely random password that you can then save inside the password manager with your login for this particular service. And then if it's on your phone, you can automatically get it to fill in those fields. So when you go to log into a website, it will recognize that you're on that website and ask if you want to fill it in from your password manager. Now, these are all behind security. So if you have an iPhone, there's a good chance you have either fingerprint recognition at the very least or facial recognition on it. And you will have a password on it as well. So you can use biometrics to unlock these password managers if that allows. So you just hold it up. It fills it in. It's like magic. And you don't have to remember any password except the one to get into your password manager. Now, as I said at the start there, though, if you are using an iPhone and an Android phone, actually, there's a good chance you're already using a password manager because it gives you the option to save. On Apple, it's to save to your passwords app now. And on Android, Google has a password manager on there as well that you can save all your passwords to. And look, the thing is, obviously, if you lose your phone, then all your passwords are on there. But if provided you have your proper original password, your strong password to save your passwords from any malicious users or just people looking to have a laugh, if you have decent security enabled on your phone, you will be able to protect all of that. So yeah, it's, and it does seem counterproductive. When I saw it first, I was like, oh, but I'm going to put everything behind one password. And if they have the one password, they have everything.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. At the moment, if you're using the same password for, or a tiny variation of the same password for every single service you have, you may as well just hand them over the keys to your life. Because if you think, if you use the same password for your Facebook account that you use for your email, or the same password on your email that you use for, like, say, Dropbox, if one of those services is compromised, as Dropbox was going back a good few years now, but it was actually compromised and passwords were taken, then it means that these people will try that password and an email combination in a load of services. You might not even have an account with them, but they will try them anyway. And eventually they'll hit on one that will get into your account if you reuse the passwords.
Ciara,
so it's very dangerous to do that.
Ciara, thanks a million. As ever, that's Ciara O'Brien there, tech correspondent for the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.